Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
For curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day extra big deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt 2.5 amp hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland Pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's the Burt Show.
I know we've been talking a bit about eloping the last couple of weeks because Jen just got engaged. And some thoughts about eloping have crept into her mind, right? Well, I have some separate friends from Jen that are seriously, they're like 95% sure they're going to elope. Now, they're different from Jen because this is Jen's second marriage. So I think if she tells her parents that she's just going and she's going to go get married on an island somewhere, I think because the parents have gone through it one time with Jen, they're like, cool, go your thing, right? This couple, it will be their first wedding for both of them. So they are very, very, very nervous about telling their parents that they're going to elope because they're about 95% sure they're going to do it. So here's the question that I have for you guys. Is there anybody listening right now that has eloped and you told your parents and it was handled flawlessly? Like, what did you say? I'm looking for examples to give my friends to say, look, because this is going to be a touchy subject when you go to your parents. What should you say and what should you stay away from? Right. Or is the advice, do it and then come back and tell them?
Ask for forgiveness later.
That's what I was going to say.
Ask for forgiveness? I don't know. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. You think the shock of finding out when you get back would be better than trying to tell them initially?
But then you have all the pressure of your parents telling you, no, stay here, have a wedding, we'll pay for it, we'll do this, we'll do that. And then you have to deal with saying, no, this is what we really want to do. And then you're going to have an argument either way. So it's either get the shock afterwards or before. I mean, you might as well do it after and be happy and bliss for at least a couple of days and then come back and have to explain yourself. And then maybe do like a reception or something. But I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to be miserable.
The question here is, if you are going to elope, and I have some friends that are planning on doing this now, they just don't know how to approach their parents. Like, I think if it was cool with their parents, I think they'd go and they'd pull the trigger on it.
Of course.
But they're so nervous about their parents' reaction that they're holding back on saying, okay, we're
going
to do it.
I think going on what Wendy was saying, you know, and Wendy has told us that, I think the money thing, if the parents are paying for it, like to me, I think the approach, if you want to do it and you're going to talk to them ahead of time, is that they don't, you know, the money that they're going to save by you not having the wedding, and then maybe have a reception later, you know, spend the money on a reception for a big party, but maybe it's the cost. Maybe if you put the numbers in front of mom and dad, if they're paying for it.
Can I tell you what this guy did? He tried that. So he goes to the future father-in-law with a number that he exaggerates, thinking that the father is going to say, wow, we can't afford that.
It's going to be a $200,000 wedding.
He didn't go that high, but he went way higher than he thought he was going to. And the father-in-law came back and said, okay, no problem.
What?
So I was talking to this dude a couple of weeks ago, and he's like, I should have gone higher on the whole thing.
Wow. Well, that's a fist pump to be in that family if he can afford that wedding.
Right? And, you know, parents will extend themselves in a case like that. Who knows if her family could really afford it? And that puts the father in a weird place, too, because he wants to say yes. So maybe he could have thrown out even a higher figure, you know?
And it becomes an upbidding. Oh, really? $75,000? Yeah. I mean, I was lowballing you. It's probably going to be like $125,000. Oh, you good with that? $150,000? $200,000?
Just keep going up.
At what point would you want me to elope? Give me that number.
So my question for you guys is, how have you told your parents that you're going to elope and have done it successfully? Or is the advice just go ahead, do it, and then pay for it? Not pay for it, but emotionally pay for it when you get back. Hey, Trisha, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I love you guys.
I'm so glad you called because I thought, oh, there's nobody listening today.
Well, that's why I called, because you said nobody was listening.
Thanks for your pity. We appreciate
and
your pity.
Actually, I didn't believe it, so hey.
Hey.
I called.
It's true.
Hey.
Okay, so you eloped and you were successful when you told your parents that you were going?
Actually, yes. Well, my dad, I lost my mom like 3 years ago. So that was one reason why I really didn't want to have a wedding. Mm-hmm. That was my first wedding. And I waited my whole life for this. I wanted the dress. I wanted everything. But after I fell in love, like really fell in love with the guy that I'm with now, I mean, it just didn't matter. I just wanted to be married to him. So I told my dad if he wanted to pay for it, you know, since I'm his only daughter, his only child, if he wanted to walk me down the aisle, he could help me pay for it, you know. But I don't think they had the money, so we eloped.
So it was probably a relief for your dad.
Yeah.
Because they didn't
like,
have the cash.
I don't have to pay for it, and she's happy.
All right, let's take that. Thanks for calling, Trish. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
If you want to call right back, I got a whole bunch of lines that are open right now.
Oh, I want to win some money.
Thanks for your pity. We appreciate it.
She's the sweetest caller we've ever had.
She was sweet.
Let's
take that out of the equation, though, because her, let's assume in this couple that they can afford the wedding.
Okay.
Because in her situation, he was sort of relieved because he couldn't afford it. Let's go ahead and say that everything's lined up right. Financially, they can.
So money's not
the issue.
You can't use money. Okay.
So what do you do? What do you say to your parents to make them okay with the fact that you're going to go ahead and you're going to elope?
Okay.
Jennifer, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I love you guys. This
Thank
is so
you.
Exciting. You're right. Nobody's on the phone today.
Nobody.
So I did. I eloped. I did not tell anyone before I did it. We took a long weekend off from work, and when I came back, I told my parents, and they were so excited that I had found the right person that they were perfectly fine with
it. They didn't care.
They did not care, and they threw a big party for us and gave us money for a down payment on a house. So
okay.
It worked out for everybody.
Let me ask you the age question here. How old were you when you eloped?
38.
Okay, that might be a little different.
Yeah, that might be different.
How old were you when you finally found that person to spend the rest of your life with?
38.
I think that's great.
That helped your parents.
Do you think they would have had the same reaction if you were 25 years old and did that?
That's a good question. Probably not.
Yeah.
I also was able to smooth it over a little bit when I told them they had a grandchild coming a couple of months later. So.
Okay. So drop a couple of bombs on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hard for me not to include the money thing in there because I thought, what if you just basically ask them, look, I would much rather have a reception than a wedding. Do you mind paying for that?
Mm-hmm.
And see what their reaction would be.
Mm-hmm.
I just think either way, your parents are going to be disappointed. It's whether going into it, you want to be disappointed and have that dark cloud over your elopement and your wedding and your happy day, or if you want the dark cloud when you come back.
Here is Vanessa. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I love you.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
I would say definitely tell them my sister eloped, and she had mentioned that she was going to, but no one was invited, and we're all local, and she didn't invite us because her husband's parents couldn't make it because they lived in Maryland, and that's the reason why it didn't go well. So I would say tell them, but also give them the option to come.
But if you're eloping, I mean, and everybody's coming, isn't that the wedding?
Just
that turn to wedding.
Just like the parents.
But that's okay. That's not an eloping. That's a small wedding.
Well,
like a elope. Okay, look, we're desperate for calls. That's good. That's
good
a good eloping story.
Yay,
good eloping story.
A for effort.
You called
Happy
a week ago.
America.
Yeah.
If you called a week ago, you might not have gotten through, but we'll take that call.
That was perfect.
Hi, this isn't a story about a wedding, but I went to a birthday party once. That was it was for a kid, and it was a Dora theme.
That's
awesome. Great. What
Yay!
A good story.
Happy birthday, America.
Hey, here's the $1,000 for you.
I really haven't heard one piece of advice yet that I could really go back to them with and say, look, this is the way you handle it, you know? Good morning, Renee. You are on the Burt Show. So I've got a friend that wants to elope. She's just afraid, and he's afraid to go to their parents and say, look, this is really what we want to do. So they're looking for, like, the first couple of words to use to sort of put the wall down so their parents will be okay with it.
I was 24. My husband at that time was 28, and we planned the big wedding. We had invited everybody. It was a year off. And we went to our parents and said, you know, we really want to get married, but we want to get a house, and this is the best thing for us. So we went, both parents told them about it. They were both excited. We said, now, if you want, they were upset because they couldn't be with us. So each parent had a separate reception for us when we got back, one in West Virginia with my mother-in-law, one in New York for my mother. And so everybody got to see us. Everybody got to do the same kind of reception thing, but the fact that we saved not having to go through everything, got married a year earlier, and when we told them, you know, here's what we want to do, here's our plan, please support us, they were absolutely 100% with us, and we've been married almost 18 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
Well, congratulations. I'm curious on Bert. How old are your friends?
I'd say he's early 30s. She's mid to late 20s.
Okay. Because it's just so hard not to put the money aspect into it. Because then, you know, we talked about reception, but the home thing. You know, it's like, you know what? Again, I know you can afford the wedding and that'd be fantastic, but I think that we would much rather have that money invested into a home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know because emotionally it's the mom that you really like. Dad, I think you could talk. No, maybe not.
Not really.
Daddy's little girl.
He's walking you down the aisle.
All right, one more call. Good morning, Lola. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I love how everybody is so excited to talk to us today.
That's because they got an extra day off.
They're like, get to their homes. Happy birthday, America.
What's going on, Lola?
Well, I eloped about 17 years ago,
okay,
and it didn't go well. I didn't tell anyone ahead of time, and it really, really hurt my mother's feelings, and she has never liked my husband as a result.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say just if it means that much to your mother or even your father, just do it, and then they can afford it. They could afford it, so just have the wedding.
Okay. So there really is, I didn't hear one thing there, really, that was when you tell your parents, if you say it this way, it'll be fine. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
You just got to have to know that you're going to ride out the storm, right?
Yeah,
you
got
to
do it.
If they want the wedding, then it looks like they get the wedding.
Yeah.
Here, Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cash back, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
This is The Burt Show.
Let's get Eileen on here because she is about to have her vacation ruined by somebody else's kids. Good morning, Eileen. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi.
You're on The Voice Disguiser. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Okay. Hey. Now, it's not your kids that are about to ruin your vacation. It's somebody else's kids?
It is somebody else's kids that my sister has invited to come over to the beach house with me and my husband. Complete strangers that I don't even know.
Okay. Give us a little history here. How'd all this happen?
Well, my husband Adam and I have not had a vacation in almost 10 years. We've got three kids. It's just a long, long, long time that we just haven't had time to ourselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so my sister has a beach house in Charleston, South Carolina, and she said that we could go down there for the week. And we're just so excited to be there by ourselves. We've got this big jacuzzi hot tub. Like, it's so exciting. And she calls me a couple weeks ago and says that she had forgotten that there is another couple that's supposed to be there with us, which, you know, kind of puts a damper on it. We're good people. We can understand that. And so we agreed that that was fine. And then we found out a couple days ago that they're bringing their kids, too. And the whole point of getting away on a vacation was to just be by ourselves and be adults and be able to have a glass of wine and not stay up all night long, you know, tending to kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just angry at my sister, but in the same token, you know, my husband says that I'm being really insensitive, that I'm supposed to be okay with it, that we can just deal with it and move on. But I haven't had a vacation with just me and Adam in 10 years.
Kids
10 years.
But kids are fun, though. They bring laughter and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
oh,
Melissa? Right, Melissa?
That's right.
I love kids. I do. I mean, I'm in the PTA. I mean, I do the whole thing. But you know, sometimes you got to have a little bit of adult time.
Agreed.
No, I enjoy the time off.
Oh, of course.
And,
I totally get that. Eileen, I wanted to ask you a question about, now, this is your sister's, is it her vacation home?
It is her vacation home. Her and her husband bought it. It's in Charleston, South Carolina, around the coast.
Yes. Well, I'm curious if this couple with the children are paying for this and that you are not paying for the time spent there.
I believe that they are paying, but, you know, but it's one of those things where this kind of stuff happens all the time where things fall through and you're not able to do it. And I just, you know, she gave me her word first, and I want her to stick with that. I think my sister to stick with that.
I think for a mini second there, I sort of checked out, and I missed the part where, how did the confusion happen that both of you guys were in the house at the same time?
She had told me that I could stay and that me and Adam could stay, and then she called me about a week later telling me that she had either forgotten, she said she'd forgotten, but that somebody else was just going to be there. She was a little fuzzy on the details.
Okay. Well, the reason I think it has everything to do with a paying customer. If she rents that place out and she needs money, then she had somebody that wanted to be there that were paying for that space, then she was going to take them on as a client.
And
so,
in a lot of cases, if you rent one of those homes out and then you cancel on them, it will cost you twice as much because you have to pay the family that was supposed to be there. So not only are you sort of getting penalized for not having the rent come in, but now you're getting extra penalized because then you got to pay for the family to find another place.
Relocation.
As well.
Right.
Whatever.
So, so the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm not sure how much argument or what. I don't think you have a leg to stand on. If these are renters, then I don't think you can tell your sister, well, forget the money, because they're bringing kids.
And it's not your house. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, if you want in on this. 1-877-588-2378. So as it stands today, you're supposed to take off, head on down to Charleston, and meet their family at the house?
Yep, that's it.
Do you know this family?
I have no idea who this family is. And that's another thing, too, is that...
That's got to be
awkward. You know, yeah.
Well, that's awkward for you. Like, why would you still want to, honestly, why would you still want to go down there if she's renting this out to a completely strange family
Where are you going to find another rental house with
this late? Yeah.
8 hours to go.
Well,
we tried looking for a couple other things, but everything's all booked up. It's the summertime, you know? And not only that, but we bent our schedules around. You know, like I said, we've got three kids, and so we changed all their schedules and changed ours around, and we were all set and ready to go until she just kind of dropped this bomb on me.
You know what the funny thing, well, you won't think it's funny, in this whole thing is you're really the intruder on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be uncomfortable. It's, even though it's your family home, they've rented it out. They've been looking forward to it, and then when they show up and you're going to be there, they're going to be uncomfortable.
I guarantee you your sister has told them that, well, there's another couple in the house, but they're going to be using the bedroom that's on the main floor, whatever. Like,
how big is this house?
It's about, I think she said, it's about two stories with a rooftop deck and, like I said, the jacuzzi and hot tub and all that fun stuff.
So she could have said, yeah, there's going to be another couple there living in the basement.
That ain't good.
That's well for it.
Hey, Jennifer, good morning. Oh, that's going to be bad.
Good morning, guys. Yeah.
Hey,
my
Jennifer.
My family has a beach house that we rent out, but we would never allow anybody else to stay in it if there's a paying customer. I wouldn't think that they're actually renting it out to somebody. Now, maybe if their friends are giving them a little bit of money or maybe bartering for something else.
I think she forgot. I think your sister just simply forgot and mixed up weekends.
If I'm the renter, I'm really, really upset.
Yeah.
I mean, you may be walking into a hornet's nest this weekend.
Right.
Because it's really going to be your job to make sure that you're not seen. It's not their job to make you comfortable. They're paying for the house.
Yeah, but it's not her job to do anything. She's not collecting any of that revenue.
Yeah, but it's
because you can't go. Like, you can't be in their house. They paid for that vacation.
It doesn't matter.
I'd
be so angry if I was that family paying all this money for a whole house, and then all of a sudden there's two little strangers in there that I don't even know.
If I'm renting it out, I demand that you're not allowed there, my money back.
She already told. I guarantee you, the renters know that there's going to be another couple there.
They're not going to be happy
about
it, though. If you're going to have somebody there.
I guarantee you, when they rented it, she told.
I don't think so.
Yes, you don't.
But if you have kids, you're not going to want your kids to be around two different strangers.
Sure, why not? They're good people. That's my brother. That's my sister.
No, you wouldn't.
That's my sister.
Hey, Shannon. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
I'd say just go enjoy yourself and pretend like they're not there. They're not your kids. You don't have to parent them. Just stay off to yourself.
I see. I don't know that that's even possible. Mm. I know when there's somebody in my house, even if they are the greatest guests ever, just the fact that there's somebody there. It's not intrusive. You just sort of know that they're there. You can't really let your hair down and be yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And vacation days, to me, as we've discussed on the show, those are like gold bars, man. Mm-hmm. You got to spend those really wisely.
You know, it's like I was saying, like it's adult time versus playtime. And, you know, I want to be able to sit in that jacuzzi and with my husband and not have to worry about a kid, you know, doing a cannonball.
Florida's got some great beaches right now that are pretty empty.
That's true.
You can always find a hotel.
Would you rather hang out with tarballs or little kids?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Nothing.
Never mind.
It was an inappropriate tarball joke.
I think you should just pretend like they're not there at all. So, like, if you were going to normally, like, walk around the house naked, just go ahead and walk around the house naked. If you're going to do it in the jacuzzi, who cares if there are strange
just
kids around? Just do it. Sandy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey there. I think she should just suck it up and deal with it. She's getting a free vacation out of her sister, and she's finding a way to complain about it. Make the best of it. The situation is what it is. Go and have a good time, but
indeed.
Stop whining.
I'm not worried about the caller. I'm worried about the family coming
Why
in.
Why are you worried about
having
that
to say,
family?
Surprise, there's a couple here.
Well, Jeff thinks that they
I don't think
it doesn't
told.
Matter. That's not your problem. Like, you go in the house, and if the family's uncomfortable with it, they can leave. Get there first. Leave now.
Yeah, it really is. You need squatter rights.
Yes.
whoever's there first, that's whose property it is, man.
That's awesome.
All right, Eileen, we got to take off, but good luck this weekend, and we definitely got to check back with you after vacation and find out how it went.
Thank you so much, guys, and I'll give you a full report.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
You can be uncomfortable.
That's going to be a total mess.
This is The Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cash back, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Intern Aaron, did you give us At Mike Music?
I did. It is Fergie Labels Are Love.
We have At Mike Music for all the interns. It's a little bit like when you go to a baseball game and they start cranking up the music for the players that come to at bat. We do the same thing for our interns.
Yeah, it gets her pumped up to tell her story.
Definitely.
What school do you go to, Aaron?
Georgia State.
Georgia State.
All right. All right. Nice.
Tell us about this dude that you find very intriguing.
Well, this guy, I first saw him when I was on campus during the Maymester, which is a really intense 3.5 week semester where you go, each class is about 2.5 hours every single day, Monday through Friday.
Do you call this Maymester?
Maymester.
Okay.
Because it's just during May.
Okay.
3.5 weeks during May. So, and I had to go out and do a man on the street story for my journalism class, which is you go out and you just talk to people, get some information, just soliciting people on the street. And I walked by this guy when I was pursuing somebody. And
Somebody else,
okay. Yeah. And he was just sitting, there's this row of sandwich shops, and he was just sitting in the door of a shop with all these piles of paper around and some stuff sitting on top of it so that it didn't blow away.
This dude looks like a student, or he looks like a non-student?
He's an older guy. I would say maybe
40s.
Late 40s, yeah. Early 50s.
Old dude. And, I love it when that happens.
He should be dead by that point.
She said older.
Wow.
And I'm not entirely...
Did you see where his wheelchair or his walker was sitting, leaning up against?
No. But I'm not entirely convinced that this guy is homeless. Even though he has kind of like a gnarly beard, I think he's kind of just a hippie. Mm-hmm. Just a cool person. Mm-hmm. And I walked past him soliciting somebody else, and he looks up at me and he goes, "Would you like some positive thoughts?" And I said, "Well, yeah. I mean, why would I say no to positive thoughts?"
So you're just walking by this guy and he volunteers this.
Yeah.
Great pickup line.
Thought,
yeah, right.
And you know, Georgia State can kind of tend to be a sketchy place, especially where I pass him on the way to another class, which is through Woodruff Park. Mm-hmm. So it's a little sketchy over there.
What's sketchy mean? Like a lot of homeless or?
A lot of homeless people that'll solicit you for money. And I kind of get annoyed by that because I'm like, you know what? I'm a student. I have no money. I'm sorry, but bye-bye.
You should be out there with them.
Exactly. I'm like, you know what? You should give me money. You make more money than I do. Come on. But I walked past him and he asked me if I wanted positive thoughts. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. And I was kind of feeling down that day, kind of crappy. And the positive thought he gave me was just kind of, it was on a sheet of paper, kind of like this. I've got four of them in front of me. But it just said, say things in the moment, do things in the moment so that you won't have regrets later.
So he's like a human fortune cookie.
Kind of. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
True.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's definitely.
If you turn him over on the other side, are your lucky lottery numbers?
Exactly.
Tattooed on his back.
He could be my good luck charm. You know, maybe I'll win the lottery after this, and then I'll be able to pass out money to the homeless people.
Right.
You know, like, yes, I do have money. I won the lottery. Here you go. So, and I saw this guy again a couple days later, and he asked me again, would I like some positive thoughts? And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I would love some positive thoughts. And he was like, good, you know, you're one of the only people today. I think probably because a lot of people think he's soliciting for money. Like, mm-hmm. Good thoughts in exchange for money.
He's never asked you
asked
for cash or
money. No.
Wow.
And I've kind of thought about, you know what? I want to give this guy some money because he's cool. This is really cool. Giving me positive thoughts. And the last ones that he gave me, one of them was kind of an outlier about child molestation and stuff like that. Whoa. So I'm not going to go near that. But but some other ones.
I'm just
were
curious
kind of,
as to what his positive thought about child molestation is.
How do you spin that?
Well, it's a quote from somebody else who studied childhood molestation and stuff like that. I don't really want to go into it.
Okay.
Weird. But
I think your instincts are right on.
Yeah.
Maybe did he put one of those smiley emoticons at the end of it?
No. Although it does kind of look like these things are typed on a typhyper. But I've never seen him on a typewriter. Or
have you ever
computer.
Seen a typewriter?
I have. I've okay. typed on a typewriter before. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's right. Because us old people in our 40s have used typewriters before.
But, I mean, the last ones he gave me, one was about don't live in mediocrity, you know, achieve great things, strive for goals. And another one was don't place blame on people. Blame should be within yourself, and you should look at yourself instead of blaming other people for your unhappiness.
So every day this guy lines up with like a stack of papers, and does he write them down? Are they in his head, or he has them like pre-prepared?
Some of them are written down. Some of them are typed. So he's pre-prepared, you know, and he's got, I mean, the last time I saw him, it was multiple, probably 10 piles of paper.
That's awesome.
Does he search for a particular one for you, or does he just hand you the next five in the pile?
He's just kind of, I mean, he reached for different piles when he gave me these four, because the first one was just one.
Mm-hmm. So he sought out specific ones for you.
I guess maybe specific ones, but he doesn't. And what he about, doesn't really know me.
What about you? Screams child molester.
Didn't you see this coming? Didn't you see the line of questioning where he's going?
Do we just keep focusing on that one story?
Positive thoughts, Jeff. You need to go see the guy, and he needs to give you some positive thoughts.
You need to hang out with a guy. Maybe she was giving. Maybe she was giving him that one specifically for you.
Wait a minute.
Why are you being so dark?
I'm not the one who's giving out sheets of paper with child molestation things on it.
It's positive thoughts. Stop it.
He's not.
I don't know why I'm yelling.
It's positive thoughts to decrease child molestation. Not to encourage it. Who would encourage positive?
Decrease it.
Nobody.
Decrease.
Here's Ashley. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, thanks for letting me jump in there, because he's definitely not a child molester. I'm so glad that somebody has talked about him, noticed him, because I go to Georgia State, and this guy makes my day, I have to say.
He's great.
To take the time to write down, like the one I got was handwritten and it was a whole page, and he had a whole stack of them all handwritten, and I'm just amazed. This has got to be his full-time job. I don't know about the homeless comment or not, but I hope he's listening and he knows how much that I, you know, I appreciate him and that we notice him, you know?
And he's never asked you for money either.
Oh, no, never. And, like, he hands them out at arm's length. It's not like he gropes me and says, would you like some positive thoughts? You know, that would be different. But
So you don't get a bad vibe from this
nice
dude.
Guy.
No, not at all.
I would love to know why he's doing it. You know, like, what his story is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because everybody, you just never know. Everybody has a story. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a story, you know? So, like, how did this guy get to this point? What happened in his life where he decided, okay, this is going to be my mission. I'm going to touch students. Figuratively, Jeff, with these positive messages every single day. That's a guy I could get curious about right there.
Well, it's probably not just students. I mean, he's in a pretty high traffic area downtown where a lot of people are passing. Not everyone is students, because there are a lot of businesses around, too. So I think he's just trying to spread the love.
When is the next time that you're in?
I will be in school on Monday.
And when is the, and your days
Wednesday.
That you're with us are on Wednesdays and Fridays, obviously.
Yep.
Okay. Why don't you collect a couple of more positive messages from this guy?
Definitely.
Will you tell him that specifically our names? Will you say, I need some positive messages for my friend Bert, some positive messages for Jeff, for Wendy, and for Melissa, so that, and then keep them apart so we can specifically read what he hand selected for each of us?
Of course.
He's probably going to have a tougher time with Jeff, but it's a challenge that we'll put him
he'll
up
have
to.
This yes. block, and he'll be like, I really, he's a lost cause.
I got nothing
for him. Wow.
And then maybe we'll talk to him and find out exactly what this dude's, because now I'm all curious
about
it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cash back, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you?
because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
The Bird Show.
Melissa Carter, everybody has one television show that they just can't stand, but you're sort of forced to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially if the reason you're forced to watch is because someone in your home loves the show so much. So Katie Jo and I were fans of The L Word back in the day, which, you know, was a great show. Well, the creator of The L Word decided to make a reality show called The Real L Word, which follows real-life lesbians in their life. And Katie loves this show because she just thinks it's a train wreck, and I cannot stand to watch it. So it's only been on this season. Only a few episodes have come on, and every time that show comes on, which I think is on Sunday nights, I think came on last night, I think I went to bed early, it irritates the hell out of me because I end up talking to the television, I end up saying things out loud, and Katie thinks it's hilarious, and so she decided that she was going to record me watching this with her.
Was the first bad step like the selection of the lesbians that they were going to use in the show?
Well, I think
I remember like Housewives in Atlanta when they went. And they selected the group for Housewives of Atlanta. Housewives were just so upset. So
just
upset,
like, this doesn't represent us
right.
at all.
Yeah.
Well, and I wish everybody could see Melissa's eyes rolling right now. It's like every other sentence, you're rolling your eyes.
Yeah, and I'm the overly sensitive activist. That's what I am. I've realized with this show that's what I am, because it's the very things. Like, there's only one reality show right now that depicts the gay community, and this is it. And it's just like, oh my God, these women
seriously
get on my nerves. And this show. Just, it's the selection, it's their lifestyle, it's just their, it's, and you know reality shows are just so fake, and it's, it just gets on my nerves.
When they have a gay-oriented or casted, whatever the word is, reality show, do they have a token straight guy?
No, there's
that's
no
a very good question.
No. Let me think.
There's your token straight guy. Look at him. Look how straight he is. It's so obvious he's straight. Nobody's admitting it. It's only a matter of it's halfway through the season.
Look how butch he is. Yeah, that's right.
Halfway through the season, I guarantee you that guy goes right back into the closet.
So I have no idea. Because, like I said, Katie decided that she was going to record me doing this. And then, of course, as we were watching it, we realized that it was actually banter, I guess, between the two of us. So I think Katie's voice comes in. It's voice disguised because Katie, you know, doesn't want to be in the media spotlight, so she wants to be anonymous. So, we watched the show. I don't even remember what I said because I don't remember what I said during it. So I don't even know if this is going to be entertaining, but I hate this freaking show.
So this was last week's episode
The last week's episode of The Real L Word. Blech.
Okay, Showtime is now about to show The Real L Word, and I'm watching it with my girlfriend, Katie Jo.
Big damn mush.
Oh my gosh.
She is. She's just like Frank Sinatra.
She
has a tit.
Yeah. She's got a tux with a tie to the side. Oh my God.
Valentine's days that I've had were more memorable.
If I saw her coming up to me for Valentine's Day, I'd walk the other way. Oh my God, let's just show the tats. What is up with the hair?
Ridiculous holiday created by greeting card companies to make more money.
Oh, shut up.
Tattoo energy.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her. It was just the other way. Oh, please. Of course.
She has a motorcycle. She has a skateboard.
A motorcycle, of course.
Is that a
bra and jeans? A sports bra and jeans. God.
So it's everything about this show.
I know. And the thing is, like I said, I don't know how entertaining that's going to be because you can't see what's going on the screen. But like, for instance, like what we were watching, it was Valentine's Day episode or something, and somebody's in just a horrible tux, of course, or somebody, a sports bra and jeans out in public. And it's like a sports bra. One of the things I said was a sports bra is not a bikini top, and I don't want to see your sports bra unless it's underneath the T-shirt while you're working out, and I don't want to see it then. I just hate this show.
Previously, on The Real L Word.
Yeah, a sports bra is not a bikini top.
Yeah. I was concerned because I can't compete with a man. So if she wanted that,
I can get. Really? You can't go. Oh, wait, whoa. She can't compete with a man. There's no competition. What's she talking about?
That's her point.
What fascinates me is that this chick is in her dreads and she. Oh my God.
and then she's the biggest player. I'm telling you, the lesbians that are the least hot are the ones that sleep around the most.
Here's Dasha, who agrees with you on this show. Hey, Dasha.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Okay, how are you?
I'm fine. I have to tell Melissa that I 100% agree with her. I cannot stand this show. And I was such a huge fan of the L Word.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think any written show is better than any reality show. And yeah. I mean, Wendy and Jen love The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, I think for the same reason, that she can scream at
yes,
the TV.
It's fun. Exactly.
And I think that Katie forces me now to do, like, she loves to watch me get all worked up. And I think that I held myself back because I knew the recorder was on, because there's a part of me listening back because I've said a lot harsher
Way
things.
Way worse than this.
Yeah, yes.
I bet there were some more cuss words dropped when you didn't know you were being recorded.
Yes.
Well, she's a female that walked in the room. No, of course she's going to pounce on it. And she's hot? You think she's hot?
She's
Xena
S.
No. She is not Xena S. No, she doesn't. Oh, my God, shut up. Very, very few women look like Xena. No, she doesn't. Whatever. I think Stephanie has. She said she was a spiritual person, but she, whatever, sleeps with all these girls behind the other girls' backs. But I think it's the dreads. What? Oh.
She stands when she pees. She's a stander with when she pees.
What'd she say?
So there's this woman with the dreads and the tats, and she's the player who's just, oh. Anyway, and she said on the show that she stands when she pees.
What?
How in the hell do you stand when you pee as a girl?
She must be spraying all over the bathroom.
So like I said, I couldn't remember what I said, but that is totally toned down from what I usually do, which is just insult the hell out of these women.
Well, Melissa and I have a mutual friend who dated one of the girls that is cast on the show. So as soon as we knew that girl was cast, we knew it was going to be ridiculous drama.
And I'm going to have to talk to her, because how in the hell did she date that girl?
I don't know.
And if she has any residual feelings for that girl, they need to be nixed right there, because this girl is, her hair.
Horrible.
And, yeah, honey, what were you thinking?
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.